Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And, you know, in these perilous, perilous times, one of the things that we want to get across to everyone is that we need more radio shows like this. We need more inspiration and more education into who we really are and the forces that are on the opposite side of that, that we don't want to live in resistance to, but we want to stay in the higher frequencies. And I know that seems counterintuitive, but it's really not. And one of the ways that we can stay in those higher frequencies is we can do programs like the Focused Life Force Energy Program. You can try a 15-day free trial. We're going to talk about this until everybody is on it because everybody needs to be on this program, and it is so reasonably priced, you can't say no. It's about lifting your frequency, your consciousness, to help you stay in that place of calm and receptivity and standing for what you believe in.
Well, and look, you know, we talk about holism all of the time, and you cannot leave out your spiritual, energetic self.
That's especially your spiritual, energetic self.
But that's actually where it all starts. You've heard us, look, in the spiritual community for years, we've talked about as above, so below. And now, almost with every guest we have on the show, they are talking about our energetic bodies. Mm-hmm. These energetic bodies are what it's all about, and they get polluted just like your physical body. So whether it's EMFs or the new 5G happening, we are under attack, so to speak. And I don't like to use those words, but we need to mitigate this action. So on that level, we're talking about programs like FLFE, FLFE.net/conscious talk. Check it out. Participate in that 15-day free trial and try turning it on and off, because you will notice the difference.
You want to do everything you can these days to stay balanced and in harmony with nature, with your God self, everything you can to not get pulled into the drama and the chaos. So it's FLFE.net/conscious talk.
Make this the week that you actually do it, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so you know, two important things are happening in healing. First, energy healing is finally being recognized as an important tool in staying healthy. Secondly, knowing how to heal yourself by keeping your body in energetic balance may be the most important thing you can learn. And we'll talk to Alexis Brink, author of The Art of Jin Shin, to learn how you can do just that. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Alexis Brink. She's the author of The Art of Jin Shin and the president of the Jin Shin Institute in New York City. She is a practitioner of the Art of Jin Shin since 1991. And Alexis is a licensed massage therapist and interfaith minister. And she teaches self-help classes and workshops in New York as well as in different countries. And she's been doing that for many years, but she's also taught Jin Shin in hospitals to nurses and to teachers and their students in the public school system. So I know, we know what our first question's going to be, but let's get her on the line here. Alexis, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, obviously, the first question is, what do you mean, Jin Shin?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What is it? It's a form of energy medicine, and it's similar to acupuncture, but instead of needles, we use our hands, and that makes it very easy to practice it on ourselves, which is what the book is about.
Yeah, the subtitle of the book, well, the book is actually The Art of Jin Shin, the Japanese art of healing with your fingertips.
So is this rare, you know, fairly new, this type of healing, energy healing?
It's really not. First of all, it comes from the ancient traditions, like a lot of other modalities do. And second, no, it is. It's just very little known. But there's a lot of practitioners and students all over the world. But it's really the mission of the Institute to bring it to a lot more people, because I've been practicing it for 30 years, and mm-hmm. I find it very, very effective, mm-hmm. and also very simple to do. And so that's what I wanted to do with this book, is to make it accessible to everybody.
And what type of people would be able to do this? Do they have to be aware of energy when they touch the body, or can that develop?
Yes, that totally can develop. But once you start to place your hands on certain points on the body and the energy starts to flow, mm-hmm. then the body can heal itself. And so a lot of people are picking up this book and they say, oh, you know, I have constipation and I'm going to do a hold that's in the book, and they resolve it. So they're like, wow, this is really interesting. And then they start to use it more and more. So you can take it from a very simple level to a much more advanced level, like I did myself. For me, it became a lifetime thing. Mm-hmm. And for some people, they just pick it up when they have a symptom and work with it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the obvious questions, and we ask this a lot, and we know you always have people have a good answer, but what's the need for this, especially these days, because it seems that people have so many choices? I mean, why is this developing now?
I think that today people are going back more and more to healing ourselves in a more natural way, because life is so fast and it's so stressful and it's very hard to keep up. So it's very important to come to a moment of silence where you can just get into your breathing and hold something and harmonize the energy in your body. So that's really what it's about. It's about harmonizing the energy in the body. And a lot of people are today going to yoga classes and meditation and mindfulness. So this is another way of harmonizing your energy and getting into rhythm with the universal energy, where you are really in a good place and a good place to start moving from. Mm.
Yeah, it's always one of the interesting things, and we remind people over and over again that when you go to a healer, you're actually healing yourself. You know, you're getting some guidance, but you're set up to move toward health is something that we believe in. And so this system fits right into that, right? Because, I mean, people can actually, I mean, they can come to you or they could come to a practitioner, but they can work with this themselves.
Yes, very much. And even if people come to me as a practitioner, I'm merely facilitating and allowing for their energy to begin flowing. So when people work on themselves and they place their hands on the body, and we can go over that a little bit more in detail, then the energy starts to flow. And so, yes, we all have this capability to heal ourselves. And one of the beauties of Jin Shin Jitsu is that it is an innate part of us already. You see people holding certain points all the time, or when you start to be aware of it, or holding an upper arm where they're actually helping themselves, or placing the hand on the shoulder or on their cheekbone. And all of these points we work with. So it's really becoming aware of it and learning where to go specifically to help yourself.
Well, in the book, in the first chapter, you give an example of the Jin-Shin effect, a story about a gal named Katie. She was dealing with depression. Can you share that with us?
Yes. She came to me because she had severe bouts of depression, and she very often couldn't go to school, or she was so sad she had to cry and then she had to go home. So her life was really affected by it. She was also getting therapy, and she was on medication. And so I started to work with her. And the interesting thing is that in this kind of work, we always go to the cause of it. Why is it there? So she was 16 at the time, and what I learned from her mother was that she had fallen out of a shopping cart when she was little, and she had fallen on her head where the gallbladder energy goes. Well, the gallbladder energy runs back and forth through the head, and so if congested, it can cause depression. So energetically, I cleared those pathways, and very quickly after a session or two, or probably even after the first session, she started to feel better. And so she was fine after just a few sessions, and she maintained it with the self-help.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's doing well. You see results very, very quickly.
And what's fascinating about that is the gallbladder energy runs through the head. So that what that speaks to me as Alexis is, do we need to know where those energy points are? Do we need to know what the gallbladder does, where it runs through the body in order to help people?
Yeah, so first of all, when I say gallbladder energy, it's not the actual organ. It is an energy pathway that finally eventually becomes the organ. So if there's something with the energy of the gallbladder, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the organ, and so that is always very important to know. And so no, we really don't need to know, because in this book I made it very easy. It's like, if you have a headache, you can hold these two points. But then you can also look at the book and study and look at the pathway and see where it flows. So if you have a pain in your head, you can look at the flow pattern and notice, oh, this flow pattern moves back and forth through the head. So I'm gonna practice this flow to help release the headache. So that is one way to use it.
Cool.
Yeah, and what's interesting, and you bring this up in the book, it's the mirror effect of the body, that often things that you might associate with the lower part of the body are going to be reflected in an energy flow in the top, and vice versa. I think that, you know, we talk about energy healing a lot on the show and in different disciplines. And, you know, we talk about holism and energy blocks, and so much of it comes together in this particular practice that I think that it's going, this book, The Art of Jin-Shin, is going to be very popular with a lot of people that have been hesitant to move into the self-help area, because it is pretty simple.
And that's what people need. The book is The Art of Jin-Shin, and it is the Japanese practice of healing with your fingertips. It is Alexis Brink. The website is Jin-Shin, that's J-I-N, shininstitute.com. That is the website to learn more about this practice and more about Alexis. We have her here today. We're talking about this book and how we can all learn so much. And really, folks, it is time to learn how self-healing works. We're going to need this more and more. So we are, as we get into this, going to learn more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, that makes a difference. We'll be back right after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622. Or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back, folks. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, we know so many of you are in your cars, you're making your way to work, or you're, you know, you're maybe putting on makeup or doing whatever you do to get ready for work. You can't write things down, but what you can do is remember this, ConsciousTalk.net, all the information you need for all of our guests and the books that we talk about is right there on the website. Just click on the title of the books. Search the name of or the date of the show, the name of the guest. You'll find their guest page and everything you need to know to get in contact with their websites and to click through to Amazon for the books. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we are here, our special guest, Alexis Brink. The book is The Art of Jin Shin. And this is a Japanese practice of healing with your fingertips. So, Alexis, let's talk a little bit about some of the principles behind this type of healing work. What are they?
One of the basic principles is that if energy is stuck above the waist, we want to bring it down. And if it's stuck below the waist, we want to bring it up. And how that would manifest is, for example, if you have a headache or a depression, or if you're anxious, you want to bring the energy down out of the head. So you would hold 2 points below the waist. And that works very effectively. And that also has to do with the exhale, where the energy moves down the front of the body, and then the inhale, where the energy moves up the back of the body. So that is one of the basic principles. Another interesting one is that the right side of our body is related to our lifestyle and very much today and stress, where the left side has to do more with older projects or genetic predispositions. And how we can notice is that, do you get most things on the right side or the left side? Mm-hmm. And when you're holding these points or these locations that maybe we have a chance to talk about later, are they tighter on the right side or on the left side? And so this is really an art of getting to know and help yourself and understanding your body, mind and spirit. So it's really very interesting. It's like a self-study.
Yeah, and one of the things that one part of the self-study, and I believe people truly can become proficient on it, is if you follow the directions, you will develop the ability to feel the energy flows, pretty accurately, or at least feel when they release or when things aren't moving. I know, you probably use Chinese pulse and things like that.
I do when I listen to the pulse when I treat someone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you practice on yourself, the way you can access is by listening to the pulse in the location that you're holding. And you will feel pulsation come up from that location to your fingertips. And that means that the energy is starting to move. And everybody can feel that. And you will become more aware of it as you practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, like anything else, practice, that makes a difference. Well, Alexis, let's get into a little bit of background. How did you get into this? I mean, didn't you originally start as a dancer? Didn't I read that in the book?
Yes, and that's how I got into it. It's true. I came from Holland to New York to be a dancer, and I got myself into this company, and then one day I did a turn and I had this knee problem. And so I went to visit this lady who became my teacher, Philomena Dooley. And she did something with my toes and I was able to go back to rehearsal the next day. And she also taught me like some simple holds that I can do on myself. And I never had to stop dancing again. So that was the beginning for me.
Hmm. And so that is what piqued your interest about this, and how many years did you dance?
Well, that's the thing. That, yes, that did get me into it. However, when I took her workshop, I was so taken by the philosophy. I loved it, and I really found something that I was looking for. I was looking for this something,
mm-hmm.
something bigger than myself,
mm-hmm.
something that can help me, and Jin Shin really offered that. It is this connection to source energy, and that just felt really wonderful. And really, that's what drew me into it, into
mm-hmm.
the study, was the philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Now, does Jin Shin also deal with, like, diseases and that type of thing, or are we talking more other things?
No, it really does. I mean, most of the clients that I see, they come in with a specific project. And we, by the way, we call them projects instead of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So people come in with a problem, and then we turn them into projects because you can work with them and change them very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So most people that come to see me, they have specific medical problems, usually. And very often also they come as the last resort. They've tried everything else. Or they don't feel good and the doctor can't find anything. And we kind of go back to where we started. In the East, we look at, in Eastern philosophies, we look at the cause. Why is it there? And we start to unload that and energize it. While in the West, they look at the symptom and treat the symptom. And so usually that is temporary. It doesn't always resolve everything, and it may come back in a different way later. And so that's why it's important when you clear it energetically, it will just go leave the body once and for all.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that also clearing it energetically on a spiritual and emotional level too?
Yes, it is a practice of body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And they all manifest in the body. And so we work with it on that level. For example, the chest line has to do with the philosophy and spirit, and then the waistline has to do with the mind and the psychology and our understanding, and then the hip line has to do with the body and the technique and the physical part.
Mm-hmm.
So all three levels are a part of us, and of course they reflect the universal energy or consciousness. But in this human body, that's what we're dealing with. And so we bring the body back into rhythm with this consciousness.
Mm.
And that's why it feels so wonderful. And at that moment, there is harmony in the body, and you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we've all experienced.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course
we have. Yeah, so I want to have you give us an example. Let's say that you have a client that's having mother issues, and this client is older, but she's still hanging on to mother issues. Where would that show up in the body necessarily, or what energy line would you be tracking?
Mm-hmm. It depends a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
probably I would start with the chest line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the location number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Which has to do with our fountain of youth energy, our reproductive energy. It has to do with letting go of where we hold on emotionally. So that's probably where I would start,
mm-hmm.
in the chest area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, and you have charts in the book that, you know, show those locations that you're talking about. And those are, so I would imagine that this is, because it's more of a lifestyle or maybe even a genetic thing, it would be on the right-hand side. You make those kinds of delineations that help you, because of the reflective nature of our bodies. If something shows up in a certain part of the body, that might give you a clue as to what the dis-ease is, because what you're talking about, Alexis, and you mentioned this in the book, is that everything starts, a project, shall we say, starts as a dis-ease, and it can become a bigger project, which would be a dis-ease, so that's the as above, so below part of all of this.
Yeah, this is the same thing as like going again to the cause. And another way to, I think, Brenda, maybe you're referring to this a little bit, but the right side of our body in the art of Jinshin is female.
Mm.
And the left side is male, which to some people sounds the reverse of what they know.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to do with in Jinshin, just to on which level we work. We have organ flows, and then we have an energy level where you don't see the pathway yet. And in the book, that's referred to as the first three flows, the main center source, the supervisor, and the mediator flows.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is, there's really a lot of information in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick and choose what you like and which speaks to you.
Yeah.
Organ flows are denser. They're already pathways in the body.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things, and we'll get into this, we're going to run off to a break shortly, but one of the interesting things is you chart areas of our fingers that we can work with. And I found that to be, I have great interest in this, and I found that to be a very simple, easy, quick way to start experiencing what you're talking about with opening up energy flows, et cetera, right on our hands. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on, folks, because we're talking with Alexis Brink. We're talking about the art of Jinshin, and we'll be back after these messages.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us and tuning in today. And we mean that literally, tuning in inwardly so that we can then, in our outer expression, show the world who we are from an inward place and demonstrate that peace and joy and love of our innate soul out into the world. And we do that on the show all the time. We bring you these great people that we know of that are doing healing work and transformational work on the planet. And today is no different. We have Alexis Brink. The book is The Art of Jin Shin. The website is jinshininstitute.com.
Well, the subtitle, Alexis, is The Japanese Practice of Healing with Your Fingertips. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I think people are going, oh, yeah, how's that going to work?
Yeah, we really have this innate wisdom, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about the fingers today. But if you think about the babies sucking their thumbs, they're helping to self-soothe, they're helping to their digestion. So they really already know. Or you see people holding certain points or holding specific fingers. So they all help certain things very specifically. And so that is so interesting to learn.
And that's something that you break down in the book. You actually have a chart, and this is the self-healing part that you can do, you know, for yourself. You don't have to go to a practitioner for this. But so explain how just holding a finger might affect something and what it might affect.
So holding each of the fingers and palm, you're helping the entire body. Starting with an emotional attitude, worry, fear, anger, sadness, or trying too hard or efforting, the thumb helps to harmonize worry. So if you worry a lot, you can just simply hold your thumb. So if you place your right hand over your left thumb, or people ask me, which side do you hold? So you can hold whatever feels comfortable for you. And if you just hold it gently, you will feel a slight pulsation come up in the finger. And that means that the energy is beginning to move. So while you're holding your thumb and you're harmonizing worry, you're also helping two energy pathways, in this case, the stomach and the spleen energy. And that's why it helps digestion. It helps to calm you down. It helps you to fall asleep at night. And so it's very, very relaxing to hold that one. And then when we move along to the index finger, that helps to harmonize fear or anxiety, which is a big one today. So when you just gently hold it for a couple of minutes, or even you can take less minutes, whatever feels comfortable to you, then it will start to harmonize the kidney and bladder energy. And they move up and they move down the back. And so that's why holding the index finger, you will also help your back. And also clear the head, because these energy pathways move through the head as well. And then moving along to the middle finger, and I hope you're doing this with me, except for if you're driving right now, then please don't and wait till you're at the place of destination. When you're holding your middle finger, you help to harmonize the emotion of anger. And the middle finger also helps fatigue in the body. So if you're very tired, it helps the liver and gallbladder energy. So it helps the eyes as well, and also clear the head. And then the ring finger helps to harmonize sadness and grief. And it helps the lung energy and the large intestine energy. So if you have problems breathing, or if you have asthma, then holding the ring finger will help. And so you just hold it for a couple of minutes, wait till you feel this pulsation, until the pulse feels nice and harmonious, and then you can move to the next finger, which helps trying too hard or efforting. And the little finger helps the heart and small intestine energy. So if you have a heart project, then holding your little finger is going to be very helpful. And it probably also will feel very good to you to hold your little finger. Then the palm of the hand is where all the energies come together. So it really helps everything. And also if you're very tired or fatigued or depleted, then holding the palm of your hand is helpful. And interesting, when you shake somebody's hand, you're actually feeling their palm, so you get a lot of information. Or our prayer position, where holding the palm. So you can also just place the fingers on the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, hold that. You know, thanks for that information. And hang on, because we've got another segment with Alexis Brink. We're talking about the art of Jin Shin.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back. Yes, you are still tuned in to Conscious Talk. And as Brenda always says, that is the key phrase, tuned in. Because we're talking about the reflection so often of what happens in our inner landscape and how that projects out into our world. So we want to start paying attention. That's what awareness, consciousness is all about. And today we're talking about something that maybe you haven't heard of and we think would be very beneficial for you to follow through with. It's a book called The Art of Jin Shin by Alexis Brink, and it's the Japanese practice of healing with your fingertips. And Alexis, we were talking really, you demonstrated how simple it is, and hopefully everyone had a little bit of an experience. I think something that they need to be reminded of is when you are slowing down and paying attention to what's really going on, it's important how you breathe. So how important is breath work?
Well, the interesting thing and one of the beauties is once you start to practice Jin Shin on yourself, you automatically will get into the breath. So that is really wonderful. However, without breathing and breath, healing cannot occur, so it's very important that breath is in the body. And it's really a natural process. So I would say to really bring awareness back to the breath and make sure that we're breathing, because our lives are so fast-paced and we're rushing and we have so much stress going on that sometimes we forget to breathe. And the importance of breathing is very big. So I talk in the book about the 36 divine breaths. So you can take 36 conscious breaths at one time or while you're practicing your Jinshin, or you can break it up in 9 conscious exhalations several times during the day. And I say exhalation first, it's because in the exhale, we let go. We let go of the toxins. We let go of our stress, so that when it reaches the toes, then we can inhale the abundance and the new energy and the fresh oxygen. And so that is really important to this cycle of healing.
Yeah, I think that when you are talking about experiencing the pulse in your fingers or any of the other flows that you talk about in the book, make sure that you first practice that little bit of breathing. Or it's like what I was experimenting with, Alexis, is going, when I went to sleep last night, doing the finger holds for 3 breaths each, just doing that, you know, an in and out being one cycle. And so 3 cycles for each finger. And, you know, I started to get an experience that way. Other people may find they need to do more, but I think that's where it starts.
Yes, I break it down in the book like that, that this is a very easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to 36 if you do 3 breaths per finger and palm on both sides. So that's a beautiful little practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk for a moment about safety energy locations. They're called cells, S-E-L apostrophe S. What are they and why are they important?
Well, we work with 26 locations. We call them safety energy locations, as you say. And if these 26 locations are open, then there is harmony in the body. So, for example, in acupuncture, where you have many, many points, or in acupressure, we just use these 26. And they are little areas. That's why I call them locations. They're about the size of the palm of your hand. And so when you place your fingers on these, you will feel a pulsation. So you have a 3-inch leeway where if you say, am I in the right spot? Well, you're probably in the right spot if you follow the directions in the book. But there is also a bullseye to it, which it may be a little bit tender in there. And so these locations, they tend to lock when we are under stress, and they're like little gridlocks. They become locked, and then when you hold them, the energy will be able to start to flow through it, and they open and they release, and you can actually feel it. For example, when you place your hand on the top of your shoulder, which is safety energy location 11, you will feel that either the right side or the left side is more congested. And so you can go to the congested side and just simply hold it, and again, wait for this pulsation and get into the breath, and then very quickly it will start to release. And also each of these safety energy locations, they have a spiritual meaning and a practical meaning. So you really start to learn and understand a lot about yourself, which is very interesting.
So when you do the energy ones on the shoulder, just a question to make sure everybody understands, are you going to feel the pulsation in your fingertips or in the shoulder itself?
You will feel it in your fingertips, and it comes from the location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the pulsation from the fingertips. It's from the location, from the SEL.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start to become more aware of it. But in the beginning, if you don't feel it, that's quite all right, because it will still work.
Gotcha.
But you will start to feel it, the energy movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that, as you said, the beauty of this is that you get to work with an area, but the more that you work with energy and the more that you notice the sensations that occur and just sort of follow the directions and see what you get, you will start recognizing that, you'll be able to like pass your hand over a body and you'll feel pulses from certain areas and you'll know something's going on there.
Yes, and people will have, people know they have, they say, oh, I suffer from headaches or high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the back of the book, I have 80 symptoms listed, and you can go look up your symptom and then do that hold, and it will help your project. So
mm-hmm.
it's very, very simple. I mean, my children call me from college all the time. Mom, what do you do for this? What do you do for that? For themselves or for their friends, or even in emergencies, they call me. And it's just, it's really easy and accessible practice to do it yourself or
yeah.
on loved ones. When you are a mom and you have your child is having a fever, there's a simple hold that you can do to bring down the fever in a natural way.
Yeah.
We have all the tools inside our bodies. All the answers are inside the body.
Yeah, and the beauty of all this too, as we know, Alexis, is it we don't need all these medications that we're taking that go after a symptom but cause a lot of other problems in the body as well. And so the poor body is trying to rebalance itself and it gets confusing messages.
Yes, that is absolutely true. However, I also feel that this is very complementary to medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they work really well together. Now, if you practice a lot of Jinshin, maybe the medications will have to be adjusted because your body just starts to heal and function better.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can lower your medication. I see that happening a lot as well.
Yeah, when your body is operating at its peak, then it tends to, as we always say, move toward healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, getting to the cause is removing the obstacles, which, you know, in this case, you're mainly talking about energy blockages and energy flow. And it's, I think people will be really surprised and they'll find it fun to start working with the book.
Yeah, it is really fun, and you see all the pictures in the book. These are all people that are involved with the Jinshin. So they're either clients, or my own kids are in it, actually. or I have stories about the super next door. He's in it. He's in the book as well. So all of these people are involved. And so it is really for everybody. And Karen Duffy, who wrote the afterword, she said, if you have a body, Jinshin is for you. It's
yep.
really easy and wonderful to do.
Yeah, well, that answers that question about who is this for. Well, it's for everyone. You know, everyone with a body, put it that way.
Yep, really. It's a remarkable book. She gives great pictures and explanations, so you can't miss it, folks. It's very simple. So just a caution, don't let your mind try to complicate it, because it's a beautifully simple but powerful process. Again, it's The Art of Jinshin. The website is jinshininstitute.com. Alexis Brink is the author. And thank you so much, Alexis, for putting this information out in such a beautiful way and helping all of us. Really appreciate it. And thank you for being with us today. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as Consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.